BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A privately owned American company has confirmed that its uncrewed spacecraft, Odysseus, has landed successfully on the moon. On receiving confirmation signals from the lunar surface, the flight team leader declared, "Odysseus has a new home." Jonathan Amos reports.
What we can confirm, without a doubt, is our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting. So, congratulations, IM team. We'll see how much more we can get from that.
An important moment, not just for the commercial exploitation of space, but for the American space program in general. Intuitive Machines has broken the United States' half-century absence from the moon's surface. Not since the last Apollo mission, as American hardware nestled down gently in the lunar soil. The Odysseus craft has no one on board, it's just a robot. But its planned scientific investigations make it a scout for the return of astronauts later this decade. Odysseus has gone very close to the moon's south pole, a location where water ice is present in shadowed craters.
The emergency services in the Spanish city of Valencia say at least four people have been killed in a massive fire in a high-rise apartment building. At least 14 people, including six firefighters, were treated for burns and smoke inhalation. Firefighters had to rescue some residents from balconies, as Danny Eberhard reports.
Efforts to contain the blaze continue into the night. It started in daylight on a lower floor. One report indicates someone's curtains caught alight. But the fire then spread at speed up the facade. Video footage has shown some people trapped on balconies. It's not clear how many residents were inside, nor how many of them firefighters have rescued. Initial indications suggest the building's cladding might have been to blame for the way the inferno spread. Flammable cladding was a key factor in the deadly Grenfell Tower blaze in Britain in 2017.
The mother of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says she's being blackmailed to agree to a secret burial for her son. Lyudmila Navalnaya said Russian officials had threatened to do something with her son's body if she didn't. Sarah Rainsford reports.
In this short video statement, Alexei Navalny's mother says she's being blackmailed by those responsible for investigating her son's death. She says they're insisting that he be buried in secret up in the Arctic, where the opposition politician died suddenly in prison last week. Lyudmila Navalnaya says one investigator even warned her that time was not on her side, that her son's body was decomposing. After 6 days, she has finally been allowed into the mortuary to see the body. But she says officials won't release her son for burial unless she agrees to their terms.
BBC News. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has warned that it's reached breaking point as it struggles to cope with the war in Gaza. UNRWA said the freezing of funds from donors had come at a time of unprecedented humanitarian needs. The president of Senegal, Macky Sall, says he will leave office on the 2nd of April when his mandate comes to an end. But he did not believe it would be possible to reschedule the elections he tried to cancel before that date. He said he would hold a national dialogue to decide what should happen next. Myeni Jones reports.
In a highly anticipated television appearance, Mr. Sall fell short of giving the Senegalese people what many of them had been hoping for. A date when they could vote for his replacement. Although he did make some concessions, he promised to step down by the end of his mandate. He also said he'd consider freeing opposition candidate Ousmane Sonko, whose detention led to nationwide protests last year. But there are causes for concern. Mr. Sall said he didn't think elections could be held before the 2nd of April, when he plans to step down. It's unclear who would rule in the interim. Mr. Sall's critics accuse him of trying to cling to power, and there are fears that the political crisis in Senegal could further destabilise a region that has suffered a number of coups in the past 4 years.
The French Interior Minister says a radical Tunisian imam accused of hate speech has been expelled under the country's new immigration law. Gérard Darmanin said Mahjoubi had been deported to Tunisia just 12 hours after being detained for allegedly preaching hatred against women and Jews. The US Secretary of State has said progress needs to be made on the deployment of a UN-backed multinational force to Haiti. The mission was announced last year to try to end the gang violence that has swept through Haiti since the assassination of its president in 2021. BBC News.